Hey guys, this is the very first episode of Bachelor Nation Weekly. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Bachelor Nation? Did you guys miss us? We were having some serious separation anxiety, so we decided to get the girls back together and come at you every week with everything that's happening in the Bachelor world. I'm your host, Sterling Cates, and it wouldn't be right unless we had the squad back together. Hi, Christine. Hi, Renee.
Hey.
squad.
That's right. And Christina will be on this panel. She is on her honeymoon. I am so freaking jealous, but she'll be back in October, and hopefully she'll have a few souvenirs for us.
Okay. I would expect so.
Seriously.
From Maui?
So,
Christina, yeah. If you're watching, just please bring us back something. Okay, thanks.
I'm sure she's watching while she's in Hawaii. But yeah. Okay, so where can the people find you guys?
What's up, guys? Christine, you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
And hey, guys, you can follow me everywhere at Renee Ariel. So excited to be back talking about The Bachelor.
Yes, and I am pulling up the live chat right now. You can find me at Sterling Cates and, of course, all of us here at AfterBuzz TV. Let me get this live chat going. But let's start off, first of all, with a word from our sponsors.
Yes, a word from our sponsors. So you guys know support for this podcast comes from ABC. They're presenting the new drama, The Good Doctor, from David Shore, the creator of House, which was a dope drama. I loved House. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
So it's about a young doctor with autism and savant syndrome, but he uses his extraordinary genius to save lives and challenge the skepticism of his colleagues. It's one of the fall's most anticipated new shows, and the cool thing is it airs on Monday nights on ABC. So it's starring Freddie Highmore and Richard Schiff, and it premieres tonight with new episodes every Monday at 10, 9 p.m. Central on ABC.
That's awesome, yeah. And it's starring the guy from that show. What is that one?
Freddie Highmore. Oh,
he's from the Psycho spinoff? Bates Motel.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, he's great.
Oh, and that's Jeff. In the booth. He's going to be chiming in and helping us out for this Bachelor Nation Weekly show. So
we've got a man here.
Thank you.
We do.
His voice is gone because he tried going on a very intense diet and then tried to go back to eating regularly after. And
I didn't even know that. That's hilarious.
30 what? What is it? 30?
Whole 30?
Whole 30? Oh, yeah. Don't try it at home. This is what happens to you.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. That's insane.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, tweet us, guys, if y'all
are
on that Whole 30 vibe.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so let's get back into it. I mean, I know we had last week off. I miss you guys. It was so sad.
I missed you. It wasn't the same.
I know, it really wasn't. So thank God we're here, right? Okay, so let's kind of pick up where we left off with Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, right now we have a few relevant couples that are still together. Mm-hmm. And throughout these weeks, we'll talk about people as they pop up and that sort of stuff. I mean, now there's got to be like hundreds of Bachelor Nation members. So,
yeah, they're real deep.
So, I mean, our most recent Bachelorette couple, Rachel and Brian, still seem to be going strong. They look super happy on social media. So, I mean, they're living it out. You know?
It's really cute seeing them together. And honestly, the more I see them together, the more I'm like, I'm happy she ended up with Brian over Peter. Not just because I'm happy Peter's single, wink, but also because they're just really cute and they have great chemistry. And you see it really come out, like when they're making these short little videos that we didn't see as much of, like, the playful side. We saw some, but not as much on the actual show.
Yeah. And honestly, at this point, Copper and Brian are, like, a match made in heaven. And you know, so when your dog loves your boo, like, it's a wrap. So
true.
They're super
I don't
cute.
Have a dog. Yeah. I don't know why. I was
super
like, yeah.
Cat lady.
My cat's, like, the guy I'm dating.
You tweeted about watching a movie with your cat last night. And I was like, oh, no, Renee.
Just date night. Date night.
That's hilarious. So happy to see them doing well. I mean, we weren't the biggest fan of Brian necessarily, but we love our girl Rachel, so we're happy to see her happy.
Yes.
From Bachelor in Paradise, Adam and Raven going strong, seriously.
I know, it's so weird. See, I love it, but it's also like imagining her back in the beginning of Paradise when she was like iffy about Adam, like she was scared to fall, and now she's like head over heels, calling him her ride or die. Are they going to be the next married couple in Bachelor Nation? What do you guys think?
I mean, maybe. It's looking like it. I mean,
they're
kind of goals right now.
If you guys had to say whether it's the next season of The Bachelor, that couple, whoever that ends up being, Raven and Adam or Taylor and Derek, who do you think would be the next married couple?
Ooh. Wait, what, between Rachel and Brian?
No. Oh, actually, we could add in Rachel and Brian, I guess, actually.
Probably Rachel first. And Brian. Would be
I think Rachel and Brian.
Yeah. But between the Bachelor in Paradise people, I mean, maybe Adam and Raven. I mean, just, I don't know. It's so hard for me to say.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know. I think maybe Taylor and Derek only because
they're Raven.
Well, A, they're engaged.
They're engaged, yeah, so they're already in
there. They're already
there. That's true, that's true.
And I feel like, you know, like we talked about Raven's apprehension to begin with. And I think, you know, they just met each other's parents. I think they're like enjoying this phase right now of like figuring each other out and the honeymoon phase and the lovey-doveyness. I think they're just like relishing in that before jumping into like being the face of the franchise with like, you know, as this new couple.
Right. That's fair. So,
yeah, I agree with that.
That's definitely fair. So then that leaves us with Taylor and Derek. Again, they seem like they're super happy on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so we can only go off that. But let's get into some other hot topics. I mean, do you guys have anything to say about them? I mean, we like seeing happy couples.
Yeah, right? I mean, they're all over Instagram. They're cute. I mean, this comes from, I didn't love Taylor up until, like, Bachelor in Paradise. So coming from that, like, I'm happy for them, but I'm not, it's not a couple I'm, like, super excited about.
Right.
But I will tell you, the proposal made me cry.
Same.
Question, do you guys think they're going to have, like, the fairy tale ABC wedding, or do, like...
100%.
Yeah?
I feel like they're going to milk it. Are you kidding me?
I think so, too. After that proposal, there's no way that they're not going to... ABC is not going to bank off that, for
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they're going to tease it for a while. I don't know, like, if that's going to be, like, a... We don't know.
Right.
But they're going to, like, tease it until maybe they'll do it or not. I feel like they would, though.
But there's also so many opportunities now for them to do it with the Winter Games, and then Bachelor starts right after that, and then Bachelorette. So it's like they don't have to necessarily do it during Bachelor in Paradise or whatever.
There's, so true.
Like, so many options now. Which, by the way, this Bachelor Nation Weekly will quickly turn into the Winter Games after show in December or so.
Yeah.
You know, here we go.
Sounds so intense when we say it. Like, it sounds like the Hunger Games spinoff, like the Winter Games.
Well, they're banking off the Olympics Winter Games, so they're, like, trying to split the audience there. It's going to be interesting.
It's...
You're going to have, like, half the household wanting to watch Bachelor and then half the household wanting to watch, like, speed skating or whatever it is.
If Peter's on it, I'm in.
Peter's speed skating? Or you could watch Bachelor contestant speed skate. Which one would you rather do?
That is gold.
Exactly. Okay, so let's get into some hot topics, our Bachelor buzz section of the show. Kind of a lot's been happening. We had a reunion over the weekend at iHeart Radio Festival. And but let's start off with this, kind of goes off the Bachelor in Paradise stuff too. D'Lo and the drama that she had with Ashley I and Ben's podcast. So just as a preface, I'm gonna bring up her Instagram post that she posted on Instagram earlier this month, and it was a picture of her and Dean kissing, and basically she writes, "I've always been criticized and ridiculed for my looks, making me work 10 times harder to prove that my success comes from my ethics and not my physical appearance." She goes on to, like, talk about her work experience, and then she also says, "Dean and I's connection was so much deeper. Call us kindred spirits or free souls. Our outlook on life and love was similar, or so I thought." And then she goes on to explain that that's why they continued their relationship after the show. And then later she says...
Hey, Jeff, will you go to her Instagram? I think we had it on the document, but we have it linked to the page, right?
Yeah, no. And basically she just says, there are so many other things that we can be investing our time in, blah, blah. So she was just saying, you know, I'm not just my looks. I've got stuff going for me. I didn't get here just by being pretty, essentially.
Yeah.
And so then on Ashley I and Ben's Almost Famous podcast... they went on to talk about it. What did you guys think about that?
Okay, scroll down just a little bit. A little bit more.
It's her kissing a boy.
Yeah, a little bit more. It's actually, I think, the next one down, the next line. There we go. The one on the left of her kissing the boy. Yeah, the reason why it was also kind of confusing is because that was the caption she used for that photo.
Right.
But she did say on the podcast that that was the only photo she had of her and Dean together.
Okay.
So I get it.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, what did you guys think about what was said on the podcast?
I will say, when they began talking about it, it seemed very much like Ashley I mostly... Okay, Ben was first offended because he was like, oh, she's, like, criticized for her look. She's so pretty. Like, that's where his mind went. And then Ashley explained to him what she meant was that it was harder for her to be taken seriously because she was pretty. And then was kind of being a little bit belittling, being like, oh, like, it must be so hard being pretty. Like, she did, like, this, like, crying
voice. She absolutely was. Yeah. She was mocking her.
Okay. So that was kind of the issue that was going on with the reason why people were getting mad, the reason why Danielle seemed to be getting mad, because she went on the show, they kind of talked it out, she explained herself that, you know, she's been criticized because of her looks, like, not being taken seriously, not being taken seriously as, like, a businesswoman, and all of the things, how deep her connection was with Dean, etc. And by the end of it, they were all, like, okay.
Right.
So we thought they all understood each other. But then I guess when Danielle listened to the podcast afterwards, that's when she was upset.
Right. And she tweeted after that with a link to the podcast, I would never attack, belittle, or step on someone in order to be relevant, popular, or quote-unquote famous. So I don't know if that's cleared up or not. Amanda Stanton commented on that and said, and that's why we all love you. So she is getting support. And then
so did Jasmine. I think Jasmine tweeted out as well, like, you better tell him.
Yeah, she tweeted a gift that says, you tell him, baby. Yeah. And then Kayla Quinn also had her Instagram story that she did about how we shouldn't bully each other or bring each other down.
Yeah.
And she also responded on this thread too. Apparently there's like some Reddit going around. I didn't read that necessarily, but
I've read it. There was like a Reddit thread in response to the Almost Famous podcast episode with Danielle on it, and admittedly some of the comments were really, really harsh, especially by some men on there making just sort of misogynistic comments. But from men and women alike, the agreement under the comments was just that Ashley I tends to take the side of the guy in the situation, that she's a male apologist that was thrown around a lot, and that Ben has started to become just so, like, wishy-washy with his opinions on the show, and that it's not really relaying well to the listeners, which I thought was interesting listening to it, because before Danielle got on, it seemed like he was taking Ashley I and the producer's side about how they felt about Danielle. And then as soon as she got off, he was like, no, well, I kind of agree with her. So I can kind of, I mean, I don't know if maybe his mind changed or maybe it just came off like he was very wishy-washy. Yeah. But a lot of people were upset listening to it because they just felt like, you know, they were just attacking Danielle. And
yeah,
like they kind of already made up their mind about it before calling her.
Right.
So giving her that platform was kind of like,
right,
like, not even useful.
And I said this on our Bachelor in Paradise after show, defending D'Lo about, you know, I think she got, like, got stuck in a really terrible situation. And I don't think she ever did anything really wrong with the Dean and Christina. It was all Dean pulling them both along. Like, what is she supposed to do about that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah.
That was definitely a weird situation. I think she got thrown under the bus a lot for the wrong reasons.
I agree.
But what's interesting, I'm just seeing this now, is Lauren Bushnell replied to her tweet about the podcast, and she said, same, same. So I guess she feels kind of similar that she's being thrown under the bus on that podcast, too. I don't listen to that podcast regularly. I probably should. I listen to clips, and I always watch when they're posting about it and that sort of stuff. But, you know, I have a job to do, so.
I will say, I don't think Ben will ever have a firm opinion if it's going to get him in trouble in any way. And I think, like, from now on, like, before this, during this, in the future, he's not going to be someone that's going to rock the boat. Like, he's never going to have a firm opinion, because that's Ben. Ben's always been very politically correct and doesn't want to get in trouble with anyone. Like, that's what he is, because he wants to, get into, like, politics and whatnot. I get it. Like, he's trying to keep it, still be in Hollywood in a way and have this podcast, but at the same time, keep everyone happy, but at the same time, it's making people not happy.
Yeah, because it can come across very disingenuous. Yeah. It's like, do you give a crap about this? Like, can you give us your actual take and not just, okay, sure, and, like, play the fence on that?
Do you have an opinion? So I think that's all great, wanting to be PC and having this thing, but when you have a podcast or some sort of platform that you're wanting to speak on things, you should probably just voice your opinion. And I mean, as we know, we in our comments, like, people don't agree, they do agree, but that's the whole point of this, is that we're starting conversation about this show, you know what I mean?
This is the guy that said he loved two women in the exact same season at the exact same time.
Oh,
that is so true, Jeff.
Jeff coming in with the hot take.
Yeah, he will take both sides. He'll say I love you to both women. Like, yeah. I mean, thankfully he ended up picking one in the end. But I wouldn't put it past Ben and be like, I can't pick both for now until one of you breaks up with me. Like, Ben, but he's a sweetheart.
He seems like
Ben.
Such a great guy, though, for sure. But
if you have a podcast, tell us how you actually feel. That is the point for your podcast. Right. You're on a podcast with one other person. Like, you have to speak up. You have to have an opinion.
Yeah. I mean, what really bothered me, especially about the podcast, is just, you know, they were harping so much on her caption, but I feel like she had to respond to all, like we said, all the hate that she was getting from Paradise and the edit. Like, she was just painted out to be, like, the physical connection, whereas Christina was the more validated emotional connection. And I can see why she came from that defense standpoint. Like, I'm not just what the edit painted me out to be. Like,
right.
And I think her referencing her past jobs and her accomplishments and how people have not taken her seriously in the past was actually timely for that post, because she is trying to show everyone that it's not just what you saw on TV. And right. Granted, the irony of the picture, I hated how much they were harping on the words, and I felt like they were playing into exactly what she was so frustrated with. Like,
yeah.
Stop harping on, like, because, like, for, like, a good 2 minutes, Ben was like, oh, woe is me. Like, they were just harping on how pretty she is and how she must have all the problems in the world. And I just thought it was, like, a joke in poor taste, considering that's what she was trying to push past.
Right. Yeah. In her edit, like, it makes complete sense why she feels like she needs to express herself after that. And also, to be honest, I think if that wasn't the only picture she had of her and Dean, I think it was real smart that she used that one, because it got people reading it.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten as much attention. Like, good for you, D'Lo. Like, you use your platform. And she needed to make her point. I get it. Like, if I was on a show where the guy I was dating on that show and then after the show was like, oh, she's just hot.
Right.
I'd be like, I'm gonna speak my mind. Absolutely.
I was just about to say, I agree with this picture choice because of what we saw on after the reunion show, mm-hmm. because he was trying to pretend like they didn't have a relationship after the show. And I mean, I don't know exactly when this was taking, but she tagged it Los Angeles. So it's like, you know, this did happen after. She's standing up for herself, so I respect that. And she also mentions, I didn't say this earlier, but she says, looking back, I never spoke negatively about anyone else. I never told Dean how he should feel or who he should choose. I wouldn't change anything. All I can do is learn from it and move forward. So,
Yeah, Dean. You always say that.
D'Lo.
D'Lo,
yeah.
Oh.
So that was good that she said that.
Yes. Yeah. Dean always says that as Dean, well.
Yeah,
like, I'm learning. Now he's...
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of Dean, shocker alert, he announced today that he has his own podcast called Help, I Suck at Dating.
Oh.
And I'm pulling up his
Captain
Instagram
Obvious.
Now. So there's a picture of him just with this little shrug emoji, basically. And he says, and so it's come to this, much to my own. Let's get to the part about it. After coming to the realization that I suck at dating, I'll consult experts and exes to hopefully become better at relationships and be a better human. Who knows? You might learn a thing or two as well.
Can I just say, I think he had the title wrong. Hey, I suck at dating one person at a time. Can that be the new title? Because I don't think you don't suck at dating. You suck at dating one person exclusively because you keep like, oh, this person or this person. You don't suck at dating, Dean. You get all the girls. You just can't pick one.
Right.
Which is why you shouldn't be The Bachelor. Sorry.
Yeah, so Christine, speak on this. So he did an interview where he's talking about this podcast, and he said he's hoping to do this in effort to, like, better himself so that he can one day be The Bachelor.
Yeah, I found that to be mind-blowing. He actually spoke with a rep from E! On the carpet at the iHeart Music Festival when he was there with Peter and Ben, and just talking about, yeah, like, the show and iHeart giving his podcast a platform so that it can help him mature emotionally and be mentally and emotionally stable to be The Bachelor at some point in the future. Now, anybody with a brain would realize that if you want to be The Bachelor, why are you in public talking about how much you want to work on things with Christina,
right,
and making that relationship stronger when you know it's going to be a dead end if that's what you want? Like, why not? Like, why are you even doing this?
And the fact that she's his first guest on his podcast, and they're talking about trying to make things work and that sort of stuff. And, I mean, we love Christina, but she keeps running back to him when he's literally like, I want to be The Bachelor one day, but she's trying to make things work with him.
This is this is why they picked Ari, because this is his goal. It's not, I can't wait to find someone to spend the rest of my life with. Oh, I could do it on the show. He's literally like, I want to be The Bachelor.
Right.
I'm going to work on myself so then I look okay enough to America, so where they pick me to be The Bachelor. That's his thought process. That's why we need Ari.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Ari happened, you guys.
He's so, like, let me have a good PR, you know, yeah, conference real quick.
So what did you guys think about the clip that we heard just before we started where Dean opens his podcast and he's saying, I became the poster child for being like a terrible dater or whatever. No. Whatever he said. And it's just, did he become the poster child for that? And like also, is that other people's fault for perceiving him that way? I mean, it could be the edit's fault. It could be that's just what he did. You know, like speak on that a little bit. Like,
okay.
What do you guys think about him? Do you think it's like he's playing the victim in that?
Yes, 100%. He's like, oh, I'm not the fuckboy. Look up the definition of fuckboy. Just look it up. And please, like, we are defined by our actions, not our words. So you can say all you want. Like, I'm working on myself. I have a dating podcast so I can be more faithful. Like, whatever. Say what you want. But at the end of the day, you keep making these decisions. You keep saying, oh, I'm working on things with Christina. But at the same time, oh, I want to be The Bachelor. Oh, I like D-Lo, but I also... You're doing this. Right. These are your actions that you're making, and I don't think he's the poster child of being bad at dating. I think you're the poster child. Well, poster child is too much. That's just too much. You're a glorified poster child. You are just a fuckboy.
That's fair.
Yeah, he's a fuckboy who's making a living now off of relishing in the fact that he's a fuckboy. Right. So, like, damn. Shout out to you, Dean.
So he wins and at the end of the day.
I don't want to necessarily say Dean is the only guy that does this because he's definitely not. And a lot of girls do it too, especially in their 20s, especially at his age. And
in Bachelor Nation. It's not like he's the most innocent person.
That is for sure. Like, we're not like, no one's like, Dean is this terrible person because he's definitely not. No. He genuinely seems like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
But it's just like, at that age sometimes, especially in this, like, when you have social media, and Renee, to, like, go off what you were saying earlier, is, like, you never know when a better option could be out there, and I think as he's, like, trying to navigate getting all of this attention, it's probably very, like, fun, and, like, oh, yeah. Well, there's this, and things are shiny and fun, and, like, you know what I mean? So not to excuse his behavior, definitely not, just playing a little bit of devil's advocate there, because I know a lot of people who act this way, and there's a lot of men and women
that's
in
true
their 20s
that completely and here's the thing, like, I'm not hating on Dean for, I mean, yeah, I think what he's done to, like, these women isn't right. It's what really is getting to me is he's trying to make a living off of it by, again, kind of being like, why am I called this? I'm gonna get better at dating, when that's not what it is. Like, that's what's kind of annoying me about him. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure if I was in his position and then I was offered to do that kind of podcast, heck, I take it too, Dean. Like, I understand you, but it's very hard for me to sympathize with you right now.
Right. And it's just, yeah, the timing of it is crazy because then you're, like, I know his thing is about getting better at dating and all that, but, like, if you're seriously giving quotes to the public every single time about how much you want to work on things with Christina, I just don't think that the podcast is the way to do it.
Right.
Don't, like, openly air more of your, like, errors, you know, for people to see. Some people might relate to that and the transparency of it, but to me, if you're really trying to be genuine with this person, or even if you really want to be the bachelorator, I don't think that you should be doing,
is it
like this route that he's going? Like, I feel like the guys who are prepping to be the bachelor are usually a little bit more low key until later, you know?
Absolutely.
Is it about dating other people, trying to be better at dating Christina? You know what I mean? So it's like, who are you dating? Are we dating lots of people? Are we dating one person? So that is definitely interesting. So I'm curious to see how this podcast
plays
out.
It's only episode one, yeah, so true. We'll give it a try.
I mean, in other podcast news, Becca Tilley has her own podcast now, too.
Surprise.
It's called Scrubbing In, and she had the kid from This Is Us on there this week, and he's such a cutie. So she seems really sweet and, like, down to earth, so that should be an interesting one. She seems to, like, be branching outside of Bachelor Nation for who she's interviewing. Yeah. So I think that'll be interesting, too, to see kind of where she goes.
She's also really funny. Like, when I've seen Becca on things, she's very funny and very personable, and she's someone I'd like to hear. I could listen to Becca talk for an hour, whereas it's very hard for me to picture Dean, like, talking for an hour. And we listen to a bit of it, and he's just talking.
Little giggly. I'm curious to see that, too.
It's like they put him in a room, and they're like, here you go, you have an hour. And he's like, so, Christina, and it just doesn't feel right. Whereas Becca, like, I'm excited to see what she has to say.
Right, for sure. Okay, so let's talk about the iHeartRadio. We talked about it a little bit with Dean's interview with E. So basically everyone was there. Wells was there. Peter was there.
Peter.
Looking really beautiful.
Like a snack.
I had to
put it out there, guys.
Becca was there. Ashley I was there. Mm-hmm. Who else was there?
Jasmine and D-Lo were both there.
But they were at the Life is Beautiful Festival.
Yes, they were. It was a different festival.
But still in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So they're all still hanging out. It looks like Wells. I thought it was funny because Wells, Peter, and Ben posted so many pictures together, and Dean, like, intermittently.
Romance.
And so it's like all the like top picks for Bachelor just like are their own little clique now.
They really are.
We got that reunion photo of Peter and Dean, where Dean like lays on his back. They had that during Rachel season.
They had one with them like doing like crossing arms and drinking like milkshakes. Like, come on,
it's pretty cute.
Little bromance.
Super cute.
So, and speaking of Ben Higgins, so he did an interview as well at the festival, and he said that he's been on a few dates with people, but he's definitely not, like, in the dating pool, he'd say. He's, like, just dipping his toes in. Meanwhile, Lauren, his ex, is dating the guy that she dated before the show. They knew each other before, Devin Anton, and so I guess she's moved on, and he is, like, trying to navigate it now.
I wonder how he's holding up, because it's always hard, like, when you go through a breakup and that person moves on before you do.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he's okay, but Ben does seem like a sensitive guy, and we haven't really heard much of his thoughts or really any of his thoughts on her new relationship, which the extra sting is that it was an old relationship, like, before Ben. This was the guy before Ben, and now she's back with him.
I wonder, we don't know if that played a part in it, like, in the split, or how long they've been together, that sort of stuff, so I'm definitely curious to see if any of that kind of comes into fruition or not. But apparently she has a podcast, too. I haven't.
Who doesn't have a podcast?
I think everyone.
Is that short list?
If you don't have a podcast, were you on Bachelor? It's really hard to say. But, I mean, good for them. They're making, making hay while the sun's shining, as my mom says. Shout out to you, Mom, if you're listening. Okay. And then, meanwhile, in Hollywood, Corinne and DeMario were photographed leaving dinner at Tao together on Friday. So, based on the article I saw, they could have had people with them, but it was just mentioning them. So I guess they're friendly, hanging out.
Does she still have a boyfriend?
I'm not sure.
I wonder that. If you guys know, leave a comment below or tweet at us. I'm not sure if she still has a boyfriend. I mean, given this, like, I don't want to assume anything because it could just be a friendly dinner among friends.
Right.
I just wonder if it could be more because they both do have, like, that very playful personality. And when we do see them together, when it's not, like, an awkward after-the-final-rose setting type of deal, like, they seem very, like, sweet together and, like friendly. So I wonder what that dynamic is post all of what's happened.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see it going anywhere past friendship, though.
Marriage.
I'm happy to see them being friendly for sure, and that this wasn't, because I think the more they unite, the less everything else kind of goes away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I've hung around DeMario before, and like, he's such a cool person and so like personable and friendly. And I mean, it seems like they're in a good place, so I'm happy for them, especially so that their lives can hopefully start to get back to normal a little bit.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I agree. I'm just happy, like, they're okay.
Corinne is actually going to be on Kevin's podcast this Thursday.
Nice. Cross promo.
Cross promo. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
The CEO of our network has a show called The Tomorrow Show, so if you tune in Thursday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Corinne spill the tea.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh, yeah. So go on Facebook, even, or go to the Tomorrow Show website, right? If you look up The Tomorrow Show on Facebook, you can watch it live, or it's on YouTube, or it's, I think, streamed from their website.
Yeah, maybe we can get her in here, too. That
would
be great.
That would be nice.
I'm gonna watch.
Is she living in L.A. now? She's like, she's not in Miami anymore?
Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like she's probably going to be back and forth.
It seems like
it. She's Corinne. She can.
She's got the money, I think.
Yeah, seriously. That's awesome. So definitely tune in to that on Thursday on The Tomorrow Show. That'll be good. I can't wait for that.
I know.
Okay, so do you guys have any other hot topics you want to talk about? Because I'm really excited about the next thing.
No.
Okay, great.
I'm loving the look on your face.
I know, I'm so excited.
Really excited.
Okay, guys, those of you who are listening, I'm really excited about this because every week, okay, I love games. I'm competitive. Sorry. So every week we're going to play a game based on the bios that the contestants write. So we'll go like back, way back in the day. We'll do current ones, whatever. So we wanted to get the ball rolling because most weeks we'll have guests, hopefully, and we are working on that scheduling-wise, and so that'll make this even more interactive with Bachelor Nation. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do a game, and basically, Christine and Renee have to guess who said what. So it'll be like, who said this was their most embarrassing thing? Who said this was their favorite musician? Who said this was their biggest fear? Whatever, and I'll give you A, B, C, or D, and then you can pick. And then the winner gets...
Ooh. What does the winner get?
The winner gets the glory and also a shot of tequila. Or the loser has to take a shot of tequila.
Do we have tequila at the
studio? We don't have tequila.
Well, you know what? I'm going to bring it for next week.
Next time we'll have
a trial. This is a trial run of absolutely the game.
We'll and have so to take it. The loser has to take it when we start the podcast next week.
Yes.
Like, good. Perfect. Done.
Awesome.
Done. Okay. Competitive. Let's go, Renee.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm gonna turn my computer so no one can see.
How are we doing this? Do we each get a guess?
So,
and then you'll tell us.
So
after
no.
Each
so
guess?
I have six total. So I'll ask you three and you three,
and then whoever and gets
we'll
the
take
most
four,
right,
and whoever gets the most right.
All right. I don't have a pen. I'll do it on my phone.
Right. Sorry, guys. We're working through this game.
Why don't we do it so we both answer the same question, and then you just don't tell us who's right, and if we both get a point, we both get a point. If we tie, we'll have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Cool.
I just don't want someone to be, like, you know, influenced by the other.
Oh, no. I'll write it down. That way, I'll write it down. We can't change it. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who's... Okay, so for this edition of Bachelor Bios, we're going to do just guys from Rachel's season. So these are a fresh batch of guys.
Good.
Should be at the top
them
of your head. Okay, who said their most embarrassing moment was when I told my mom I was going on The Bachelorette? A, Anthony. B, Adam. C, Brian. Or D, Will. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, time's up.
Okay, I wrote down Brian.
I wrote down Adam.
It was Adam.
Yeah! No! How do you know?
I don't know, I guess. Okay.
Okay, one point for Chrissy. Who said the most outrageous thing they've ever done was being engaged for 48 hours? A, Demario. B, Blake E. C, Waboom. Or D, Alex. Time's up.
Blakey.
Alex.
Blakey. Christine!
Why do you know this? Why do you
know
this?
Oh.
I love this.
Wow.
I feel like I'm going to be taking the shots.
Yeah. Something's telling me. Okay. Whose tattoos include mom's initials on chest, artwork on back, friend's initials on back, righteous on my inner lip, Latin on hip, Triforce on inner arm? A, Dean. B, Bryce. C, Adam. Or D, Iggy.
Wait, can you repeat the answers?
A, Dean. Mm-hmm. B, Bryce. C, Adam. D, Iggy.
I don't
time's
remember
up.
Bryce. Who was Bryce?
He was the firefighter that, like, got in that... in trouble for whatever. He was, like, controversial at the beginning. Wasn't it, like, comments he made?
I'm going to say
yes.
Iggy.
Oh, I guess Iggy as well.
Okay, both of you are wrong.
Oh.
Guess who it was.
Bryce?
Dean.
Oh!
Yeah.
I was going to say him because I'm, like, his mom's name, like...
Yeah, I was shocked by it. He said he has righteous on his inner lip.
Yeah,
is this a joke? This could have been a joke answer, but regardless, that's what they put. Okay, so still 2-0 with Christine. Okay. Oh, Chili's. Okay, who said the most romantic gift they've ever given someone was surprise tickets to see Beyonce and Jay-Z because Bay and Jay equals everyone's relationship goals?
Oh, I already don't like this guy.
A, Matt. B, Fred. C, Blake K. What's up, Blake K? Or D, Demaria?
What are the choices again?
Matt, Fred, Blake K, or Demaria? Okay, time's up.
I say Demario because it sounds like something he would just be like, oh, you know.
I say Matt.
It's Demario.
Woo! Oh, I knew it. That's something he would say.
But to be, when I read that bio before the season even started, I was like, I like this guy. I'm picking him. That was like, literally like my answer. Yeah. I was like, he said he likes Beyonce and Jay-Z in there.
Just like, okay. Sounds like it's a Mario line.
Okay, so 2-1.
They are, okay, though.
Next question.
Are they?
Yes, they are. This debate is over. We'll talk about it off camera.
We'll talk after.
Okay. Who said their top three favorite artists are Elvis Presley, Britney Spears, and Flo Rida?
What?
A, Peter. B, Lee. C, Kenny. Or D, Jonathan, a.k.a. Tickle Monster. Peter, Lee, Kenny, or Jonathan? 3, 2, 1. Time's up.
Peter.
Jonathan.
Jonathan!
Dang it!
So I think that means Christine won, but let's do the last question. Okay, who said they love when their date pays for the meal?
Wait, can we make this double points because it is the last one?
Sure.
Okay, who said what?
Who said they love when their date pays for the meal?
Oh, gosh.
Jack Stone, Eric, Dean, or Fred?
Eric? Who's Eric? Oh, my God, Eric! Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Okay.
What was the first one?
Jack Stone, Eric, Dean, or Fred? They said they love when their date pays for the meal. 3, 2, 1.
Jack Stone?
Oh, I had two guesses, but I'm going to go with Fred.
It's Fred.
Oh, I won!
Christine just killed that, to be completely honest. Good job. Give me some. Put her out there.
Right, I give you a high five.
All right, so Renee will be taking a tequila shot before we begin, so that should be interesting.
That was so much fun.
Don Julio, 1942, yeah.
All right, guys, so that is all we have for you this edition of Bachelor Nation Weekly. Christine, Renee, where can the people find you until next week?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Bean. Had so much fun with you guys this week, Bachelor Nation Weekly.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week, and we will see you again next Monday at 9 p.m., you know, right here on AfterBuzz TV. You can find me in the meantime at Sterling Cates. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.